the biggest thing that slows people down in life is all the things they think they can't do, can't happen, are incapable of.
StayAllDay.com. Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has or relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is the key to breakthroughs. So anybody wants to make a breakthrough, I'm going to tell you what the key is here today. Before we get started, two things. First of all, my daily motivation text that I send out free every day, and my Monday motivation text that I send out free every week, guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point. Text me at my number 305-384-6894. As soon as we get those going again, you'll be getting those straight to your phone. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. You want to have me as your direct coach. I already know this. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. So go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. You do not need to be in any certain space. You don't need to be in a certain industry. You don't need to have a certain level of accomplishment or experience. What you do need to have is the mindset and the drive and determination to be a top 2% performer, or you already are one. So I know you already have it if you are one. Or you need to have the drive to want to be one. So if you are in that category, then go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. We work with people in all different industries, people who come from the background that I come from. Most of the people I work with are not from my background. We work with people who are brick and mortar businesses, food businesses, clothing businesses. They have storefronts, people working in finance, people from military, people who came from 20-year careers of employment. And I don't have any of those things on my resume, but they come and work with us here and Work on Your Game University for a specific reason, because my superpower is to break my ability to break things down, put them back together, and make it simple and make it clear for anyone. I put all that under the umbrella of one word, insight. That is what I do best, and that's what I help you with in Work on Your Game University. So if that sounds like your cup of coffee, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Now, with that out of the way, let's get into the topic, which is the key to breakthroughs. First of all, let's define what a breakthrough is, because I think all of you have a pretty good idea what a breakthrough means. And I think many of you are looking to make a breakthrough in your particular thing in life right now. So a breakthrough is defined as a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. How many of you would like to have a sudden or dramatic development in your career, in your life, in your business? Or you want a discovery. Maybe some of you want a discovery. I think many of you just want the development. You don't even need a discovery. Let's just make the development. Let's just make it happen. All right. So anyone who is hard at work on a goal right now, I would think that's many of you. You would love for a breakthrough to occur. I'm just guessing. So today, let's talk about the keys to making that breakthrough happen. And I want you to notice the key word in that sentence, which is making the breakthrough happen. Not the breakthrough itself, not happen, but making it happen. So there are things that you can do to make it happen. Let's talk about that. Point number one, topic once again, is the key to breakthroughs. So if you're listening, before I even tell you what point number one is, if you're listening to the episode a couple days ago where we talked about triggering the phenomenon, was literally 2 days ago. The phenomenon is a form of the breakthrough that I told you I borrowed that concept, lifted it completely from Dan Kennedy. Today, I want to talk a little bit more about breakthroughs and some other things that you can do that will dovetail what we talked about 2 days ago. But this will be reinforcement of that concept, because one thing that I do know for sure about humans is that you can't take in a concept one time and think that you got it. So any of you who listen to an episode of this show and you hear something that really resonates with you, and let me offer you a suggestion, is that don't just listen to that episode one time and then say, man, that was a great episode that Dre did. You know, sometimes people send me messages or texts or emails or DMs and say, Dre, I just listened to episode number, whatever. And they tell me how great it was and how it relates to something that they're going through right now. And those are great things. I'm glad you're getting value from it. But what I would suggest to any of you who's ever had an episode of this show that really resonated with you, rewind it back to the beginning and listen to it again. I will listen to it like 5-10 times to make sure that you really, really got it, because there are things you're going to hear the second time you didn't hear the first time. And studies have shown that human beings usually need to consume something or be exposed to something a minimum of 7 times before it could possibly be accepted by the subconscious mind. Hearing something one time is not enough. So you need to make sure you're taking in these things over and over and over again. The good thing is with audio, it's pretty easy to do. And I mean, I speak at a normal enough pace that you could even put this on a faster speed. You can consume more material in less time. Anyway, let's get into point number one. Topic, once again, is the key to breakthroughs. Number one, eliminate your beliefs about what you can't do. I want you to notice something. The first key that I'm giving you to breakthroughs is not telling you to work harder, get motivated, do more, add, and just pile on. See, that's what most people think they need to do when it comes to making breakthroughs. And there are some aspects of creating breakthroughs that do require addition. But the most important aspect of creating any breakthrough in any aspect of your life is you eliminating whatever beliefs you currently hold about what you cannot do, who you cannot be, and what cannot happen. That's the most important aspect of a breakthrough. The biggest impediment to any of you getting from where you are to a level that is 20 times higher than where you are now is your own belief about who you are not capable of being, what you are incapable of doing, and what you are unqualified to have. And I left that blank space there on purpose. So I want everyone to have 5 seconds just marinate on what I just said. Most of the time we find ourselves stuck, it is not because of a lack of resources or a lack of tangible tools. That's usually what we say, but that's not the reason. It's usually rooted in something going on in our own heads that we may not even be fully aware of that is getting in our way. So the first step is us getting conscious about things that are unconscious. In other words, we got to dig into our subconscious thought patterns and figure out what are we actually thinking as opposed to what we think we're thinking. Because the unconscious, subconscious mind is where your real thoughts are, not the conscious thoughts. So when you get into your real thoughts, you can identify any limiting beliefs that may exist, if there are any. And every human has some limiting beliefs. Some of us are aware of ours and some of us are not. And once we identify them, then we can see, oh, this is what's holding me back. This is what's slowing me down. And then we can do something about it. But see, here's the thing about your thoughts that are unconscious. Those subconscious mind thoughts are that if you're not aware of them, you can't change them. So you can't change something that you don't know exists. Any of you ever realized at some point in life, maybe you went to a doctor because there was something going on in your body. Maybe you went to a mechanic because there was something going on with your car. Maybe you had a contractor come over because there was something going on with your house. Maybe you talked to a coach, somebody like me, because there was something going on in your business or with yourself personally. And that person revealed to you, the doctor, the contractor, the auto mechanic, the coach, they revealed to you or helped you understand something that was going on in your space that was causing a problem. But before they revealed it to you, you had no idea that it existed. Any of you ever had that happen? And you had an issue with your car, you took it to an auto mechanic, they looked at it, and then they came and told you, oh, well, here's the problem. And then you said, oh, well, I wish I had known that before. I would have fixed it earlier. You just didn't know what you didn't know. You ever went to a doctor? You had some issue. I was actually this group of entrepreneurs that I know. Just this morning, I checked my messages in WhatsApp, which we have this big group chat. And this person left a message and said, well, I had a presentation I was supposed to do at 10 o'clock today, but I can't do it because I woke up with this big rash on my chest and now I got to go to the doctor to find out what's going on. And she said, well, I hope it's not this. I hope it's not that, whatever. The point being, she went to the doctor to find out what the problem is because she couldn't diagnose it on her own. But she knows there's something. She just doesn't know what. Has any of you ever had that happen? Like, there was something going on. You knew it was something, but you didn't know what it was. And then when you finally realized what it was, you said, oh, now it makes sense. Many of you have had that happen before, right? Okay, the same thing happens in your mind. And if you're going to go diagnose anything happening in your life, you should probably start with yourself and what's going on in your own head. This is why you're working with someone like me who can help you develop the insight to see what's really going on as opposed to what you think is going on. And there's a big difference. So you got to get conscious about the unconscious, which then gives you power to change anything unconscious that you don't like. There may be some things in your unconscious that are good, but there may be some things in there that you don't want. But if you're not aware of them, you can't do nothing about them. They'll continue to control you and you don't even know what's happening. So when you can identify limiting beliefs that are holding you back and slowing you down, then you can eliminate them. Now, this takes work, folks, because you may have had a certain mindset for many years, maybe for decades, and you may not be able to change it as quickly as you recognized it. But that does not mean it cannot be changed at all. So you have to do the work to undo some of the things that are currently not serving you. Now, if this were easy, then everybody would be able to do it within the time frame of, let's say, reading the contents of a 3x5 index card, if it were that easy. And the reason that most people don't do this is because it takes some effort to undo any unsupportive or unproductive thoughts that you have in your mind. It takes real mental work. And the work, again, is not impossible, but it is actual work. And one thing you've heard me say many times, human beings are lazy. Three common truths about people. They don't think, they don't read, and they're lazy. So anything that involves work, most people are not willing to do it simply because they're too lazy to do the work. Now, I don't know about you. Personally, if you're not too lazy to do the work, then this is possible for you. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Introducing AG1, newest sponsor of Work On Your Game, the all-in-one daily supplement that takes your health and well-being to new heights. Now, you know me as a pro athlete. I'm very meticulous about what I put in my body. I still perform every day as an athlete. I got to make sure I'm putting good stuff in me. So AG1 has a powerful blend of 75 essential vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, and it is designed to provide comprehensive support for your body and your mind. So imagine having a personal army of health experts working tirelessly to optimize your well-being. That is what AG1 is. It's a synergistic combination of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, adaptogens, and more, which means what? It means there's a bunch of stuff all working in harmony to fuel your body with the nutrients it craves. So say goodbye to the hassle of taking multiple supplements, get rid of that medicine cabinet that you have in your kitchen right now with all those pills, and embrace the simplicity of AG1, which is literally one scoop of this stuff with 8 ounces of water in a shaker bottle that they provide, and that's all you need every day. But that's not all. There's more. When you try AG1 today, you'll receive a fantastic offer. Here it is. You're going to get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vital nutrient for strong immune system and strong bones, along with 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first shipment. This means you'll have everything you need to take AG1 on the go and never miss a beat in your health routine. If a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and let's unlock the power of AG1 for a healthier, happier you. Point number 2. Today's topic, once again, is the key to breakthroughs. Number 2. Be open to wholesale change. Be open to wholesale change. In my episode on the 3 levels of speed, which was episode number 2778, I told you about wholesale change. It's the 3rd level of speed. First level is tactical change, which is just changing one behavior. So instead of, or tactical speed. And so it was like, if it takes you 10 minutes in the morning to get dressed, try to get dressed in 5 minutes. That's tactical speed. Strategic speed is just changing the process of what you are doing. So instead of putting on a suit and tie, instead just put on the suit jacket and stop wearing a tie. So that maybe give you a little bit more speed. Wholesale change is you just change the entire approach. All right, instead of doing any of that, how about you just not get dressed and just work the whole day in your underwear? That's wholesale change. Now, I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just giving you a raw example of what wholesale change means. Wholesale change means changing your entire approach so that you can get to your specific outcome, your desired outcome, faster. So wholesale change is the 3rd level of speed. And it means exactly what it says, changing everything about what you've been doing and adopting a completely different approach that looks nothing like what you were doing yesterday. That's wholesale change. I mean, a completely different approach. That means dropping everything you got going on now and picking up a whole different set of actions. One way to create a breakthrough in life is to do this. Try a completely different approach and go in a completely different direction. There's a book called Whatever You Think, Think the Opposite. It's written by a guy named Paul Arden, A-R-D-E-N. One of my favorite books. I found this book in a bookstore when I was in college in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I was just browsing the bookstore as I normally did back then. And this is before you could buy books on your phone. So I would actually literally go to the bookstore to find books. And I found that book in the store and Reddit has been one of my favorites to this very day. Still have it down here on the shelf behind me. And in that book, I mean, the title actually tells you exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Whatever you think the opposite. So one of the things that the author says in a book is that if you've been trying a certain way to achieve an outcome and it seems like nothing is working and you've been really trying hard and nothing's working, ask yourself, what if I just did the exact opposite of what I've been doing? What would happen? But if I just did the exact opposite of what I've been doing, could I possibly maybe get the result I want by doing the opposite of what I've been thinking? Now, this is a pretty simple concept to conceptualize. Okay, so if what you've been trying hard at is to make 20 phone calls a day, and now doing the opposite would be like make no phone calls a day and just maybe work on other things instead of making the phone calls. Conceptually, most people can understand that. The challenge is many of us, because we have these deeply ingrained habits, it'd be hard for us to actually implement this change, implement this different way of doing things, because it'd be going against the grain of our habits. It's very hard to break a habit. I mean, that's what the saying goes. Habits are hard to break, right? And this for a reason, because the subconscious mind controls your habits and the subconscious doesn't easily give anything up. You have to fight or work against it in order to get it to change. And this is the mental work that I'm talking about. And that's why I told you, most people are lazy. They're not willing to do the mental work. This is why most people do not change. Everybody understand what I'm saying here? So doing the opposite of what you've been doing may sometimes be the exact thing that you need, but you have to emotionally come to grips with the fact that you are going to break a habit that you've been having. All right? The hardest challenge for people breaking habits is the emotional connection we have to the habit. Even when the habit is clearly not working, we still get emotionally connected to it. Any of you who's ever been a smoker, there's an emotional connection to the activity of smoking. So even though you know every time you smoke, you're taking a certain amount of minutes off your life. I think the last I heard it was you take 7 minutes off your life every time you smoke a cigarette. So even though you know every cigarette you smoke seven cigarettes, you're literally just going to die an hour sooner. You still do it. Even though you know that when you smoke cigarettes, your lungs are going to look like this is going to be all black because it's going to have all that tar in it that the lungs can't get rid of. You still keep smoking, not because you are trying to kill yourself, but because you have an emotional connection to the act of smoking. And it's hard for you to stop doing it, even though you know it's not helping you. Every single person listening to this right now, including myself, we all have habits, may not be smoking, but we all have some habits that we know are not serving us, yet we keep doing them. Now, the more of them you can eliminate, probably the better off you'll be and the longer you're with. But we all have these. Why? Because we're all human. We're all flawed. None of us is perfect. So this may be one of the best ways, the best options you have for creating change in life, doing the opposite of what you've been doing, especially if you feel like you've exhausted every option in your current process. You feel like you've done everything you could do right now, then maybe doing the opposite of what you've been doing might be the exact solution that you need. Now, I will offer the caveat to that is that many times people think they've done everything they could and they are doing everything that they think they could. The problem is they don't know everything that could be done. So you might only know about seven things that could be done in your area right now, and you tried all seven and none of them had worked. So you literally believe you have tried everything, because to you, seven things is everything. But you go talk to someone who knows more things than you know, and they may point out to you that there are 33 other things that you didn't even know about that you haven't tried yet. So yes, in your world, you tried everything, but in the world, you have not tried everything. You only tried a small percentage. See how that works? So sometimes you may just need to go get some insight from someone other than yourself, because there may be some things that you just are completely unaware of and not privy to. So I would suggest before making wholesale changes that you consult with someone who might be able to help you see some stuff that maybe you've been overlooking, because maybe you haven't squeezed all the opportunity out of your situation just yet and you just don't know what you don't know. Also, another thing that could happen, though, the person may say, you know what, maybe you have tried everything. And maybe you do need to make wholesale change, and they can help you make the right wholesale change. Because let's be clear, just because you make a wholesale change doesn't mean you're making the right change. Those of you who know my backstory, you know that before I started playing basketball, which is a sport that I played professionally, before that, I was playing baseball. And I stopped playing baseball because I realized that my ceiling in baseball was mediocrity. I wasn't going to be anything as a baseball player, so I decided to jump over to basketball. But let's just say, instead of making a wholesale change from baseball to basketball, what if I made the wholesale change from baseball to swimming, or I'm going from baseball to track and field, or I went from baseball to boxing? Who knows? Maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, because maybe that wouldn't have been the right vehicle for me to get to the professional level as an athlete. Maybe none of those sports had a space for me as a professional athlete, but basketball did. So just because you're making a wholesale change does not mean you're making the right change. Your wholesale change may take you even further in the wrong direction. So you still need to know what's the right way to go here and why, because there are a million ways that you can make change. So just blindly changing for the sake of changing itself is not necessarily going to create a breakthrough. So again, make sure that you're taking these points that I'm giving you here today in full context. Don't just take the piece that is convenient and easy for you and then say, well, I just did that because I heard you say it on your show. No, you didn't hear everything that I said. Don't just hear something that I said. Hear everything that I said. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is the key to creating a breakthrough. Number three, navigate into uncharted waters. This connects to the previous point, and being willing to do things that you have never done before, or things that you had always thought you would never do. All right, you thought about that, but you're like, that's not something that I will probably do, but even though you're aware of it. So if you ask any person who is angling for success, if they are willing to change in order to get that success, almost everybody would say yes. All right. Anybody listening to this right now who is angling for success and is willing to make changes in order to get the success? Almost everybody says yes, right? But here's the caveat. Most people only want to change in ways that they are comfortable with or in ways that they feel they are familiar with. See, people are open to change as long as the change is the change that they want. Everybody hear what I just said? Should I say that one again? People are willing to change as long as the change is the change that they want. Now, what if the change is something that you don't want? Are you willing to make that change? And that's an important question. See, the truth of the matter is, folks, the real change that most of us need is a change that's going to take us into places and into doing things and in thinking in ways that we otherwise had not considered or had considered, but we didn't think we would actually do. Because again, there are things you know about, but you say, that's not for me. But what if the change that you need is exactly that thing that you thought wasn't for you? Now what? This is often the most important key to creating breakthroughs in our lives, is being willing to make a wholesale change that takes us completely out of the familiar space and into completely uncharted waters and doing something that we never thought we would do, but doing it anyway. That's the real change that might be what you need. Again, make sure you take everything I'm saying here in full context. So in the life that you're living right now, situation that you're in right now, is a wholesale change in order? Is that really what you need to do right now? Do you need to make a wholesale change? Is that where things would happen for you? Is it about eliminating something? Is it about just changing your mindset? What is it? You know the answer to the question. I don't know the answer, but you know. And if you don't know, then you need to consult with someone, again, who can help you with insight in figuring out what that change would be. Because let's remember something, everybody. We are on the clock. We are on limited borrowed time. Because the world existed before any of us did, and the world will exist after any of us is gone, which means we're all on borrowed time. We come in, we have a little visit, then we leave. So we need to maximize the living that we get out of this life that we have, this short amount of limited time that we all have. And if that means making change, then let's make the change. Let's recap today's class, which says the key to breakthroughs. The breakthrough is defined as a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. Point number one. Eliminate your beliefs about what you cannot do. This is the biggest thing that slows people down in life, is all the things they think they can't do, can't happen, are incapable of. Number two, be open to wholesale change. This is the third level of speed in life, is to create a whole change where you're just dropping everything you've been doing and taking a completely different approach to what you're doing. Number three, navigate into uncharted waters. This connects to that prior point, being willing to do things you've never done before or things that you thought you would never want to do. Almost everyone who's trying to be successful says they want change, but they only want change that they like, change they're comfortable with, change they're familiar with. What if the change is something that is none of those things? You don't like it, you're not comfortable, and you're unfamiliar, but is the key to your success. Are you willing to do it? We'll see. Text me, see you in my community. My number is 305-384-6894. Also down below in the description. If you want to work with someone whose key superpower skill is insight to make sure that you can perform at your highest level, do so consistently, and make more money in your business based on our framework, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Again, my number one skill, number one thing you're going to get from me is insight, meaning better quality questions, a different way of looking at things, a different angle, a different approach, not just information. I got plenty of information too, but it's the insight that's going to make the difference in your outcomes, not information. That's again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me. 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.